He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the September 12th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting live today from beautiful Bloomington, Minnesota, the Mall of America. And it is, believe me, the Mall of America. I've never seen anything like it. Well, we've got a split market. Let's call it a bifurcated market here today. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 stocks up 45 points this morning. And that puts the Dow at 26,016. So it's back up above that 26,000 level. On the other hand, the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy, the risk-on NASDAQ is down 39 points. Weakness in the chip sector today. That puts the NASDAQ at 7,932. The NASDAQ has, however, seen numbers above 8,000 here recently. But right now it's at 7,932. The S&P 500 is flat. So it's going to split the difference here between the NASDAQ and the Dow. Say NASDAQ down, Dow up, we're neutral. 2,887 on a neutral S&P 500. Russell 2000 small cap index also neutral today. Crude oil having a good day here. Crude oil right now is at $70 per barrel. We haven't seen that for a while. Gold is flat, down $1.50 to $1,200. It's been hanging out at $1,200 for a long, long time. The 10-year yield is at 2.96 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting again today from Bloomington. Well, actually, this is our first broadcast from Bloomington. Bloomington, Minnesota, from the Radisson Blue, where we'll be today, tomorrow. I had appointments all day long yesterday. They never stopped from the time I finished the show till I think our last appointment was at 7. Finally got done at 8 p.m. Met some great people here in Minnesota. I always find this to be one of my favorite places to visit. And we had some very, very good meetings yesterday with folks. And I continue to see a common theme amongst my industry, the financial services industry, is so many of the firms have turned to the passive form of investing, the asset allocation, the easy way out, I call it, of investing. But I guess in a litigious society, where all of these big money managers are afraid of being sued and afraid of giving their own execs, their account execs, too much independence, wanting to keep things the same, kind of like McDonald's hamburgers. They're the same all over the world, are those McDonald's frozen patty hamburgers, which taste pretty mediocre. And I just saw a lot of mediocre portfolios yesterday, which employs this asset allocation strategy, which puts a little bit into each one of the different categories of assets that you have to choose from, no matter if they're working or not. And I personally don't see the wisdom of that. I see it as a way to not get sued. That's what I see it. Now, I've been in business for a long time. Nobody's suing me. I mean, I try to stay in the asset classes that are working. And I try to avoid those asset classes that are not working, because that's just going to offset the gains you're getting from the good asset classes. There's only one asset class that's working this year. Everything else is negative. So anyways, that's my take on the current state of the financial industry that I am a part of. Well, I feel blessed to be in Bloomington here today. I left Charleston, South Carolina, Monday afternoon. I know the airport is closed now. There's no getting out of Charleston other than by car. It would seem that from Virginia to North Carolina to South Carolina, it's going to be inundated here soon with this Hurricane Florence, which is bearing down. And I guess I'm just going to hang out in California for a while until things cool off when I get done here with my Minnesota trip. So I feel blessed to be out of harm's way. I still have my wife and I have her daughter and a husband and three little children. I told them Sunday, I said, I don't feel good about this. I think you guys ought to get out of town and make your plans now. So I believe they're leaving today. I hope they are, because everything in South Carolina is low. It's low, very low. It's called the low country. Now, we live on the seventh floor. We're okay. We would be okay, but all the roads around there, I mean, you get 1 or 2 inches of rain and you're not going anywhere. You're stuck. And with this thing hitting, man, I can just see that those roads being closed for many, many days going forward. So we pray for all those in harm's way. I also have a daughter in Norfolk, Virginia, and I pray for her that she can get out of Dodge before this hurricane makes its direct hit on that region of the world. Well, as I was leaving South Carolina, we drove by the Boeing plant, which is right adjacent to the airport in South Carolina. I'll bet, man, I saw so many Boeing airliners lined up for delivery. And guess what most of them have on their logos? Most of them are from China. Chinese airlines buying the heck out of Boeing planes. So much so that Boeing is bringing folks back to work out of retirement to help them with keeping up. Well, they'll fall behind a bit in South Carolina. I don't think those workers will be able to get to work for a while. They're now estimating that Hurricane Florence could cause $170 billion of property damage down in that neck of the woods. You know, water is a destructive force, very destructive force. I remember one time we were all working at my father's billboard company in San Diego, and we had some torrential rains. And behind us, we had a flood control channel. That flood control channel became plugged all of a sudden with debris. And I'm telling you, that water rose so fast and inundated our little company there. And it just ruined everything in its path. We had, electric tools. We had all kinds of cardboard stock and plywood and all kinds of different supplies. Very destructive is water. And of course, my father had a bunch of tenants in there. And one guy that was a very well-known artist destroyed a lot of his original paintings. So you got to be real careful. Water, wind, and down trees and down power lines and things like that. Very, very devastating. Well, I saw Home Depot breaking out to new highs yesterday. I saw Lowe's breaking out to new highs yesterday as people hit those building supply stores to get supplies, lumber liquidators breaking out, hitting new highs yesterday. You'll have to excuse me. I'm struggling with my voice just a little bit here, but we'll get through it. And yesterday we actually had a pretty good day in the market. Oil prices were rising. We had a very nice rebound in the tech stocks yesterday. In fact, I had one of the best days that I've had this year in the market yesterday. I had many, many big winners as I continued to be in the only area of the market that is working this year. How important is it to be in the one asset class, the one and only asset class, that is working here in 2018? It's not emerging markets. It's not the debt markets. It's not fixed income. It's not precious metals. No, it's U.S. stocks. That is all that is working in the market this year. And that's where I am parked, in U.S. stocks. But not just any U.S. stock. I strive to be in the best stocks now. Well, that's the name of the show. That's the name of the newsletter. I'll be talking about it tonight at my workshop here in Minnesota, 6:30 p.m. We're looking for a full house, no doubt, here tonight in Minnesota. And when we come back, we'll see how many best stocks now we can talk about in the next 40 or so minutes that we have together. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Dan, welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Talk Now Radio Hour, broadcasting live from the Radisson Blue. It's a remote broadcast from the Radisson Blue in Bloomington, Minnesota. I haven't even had a chance to walk through the mall yet. You guys kept me so busy yesterday from the time I finished the show until the time I finally was able to grab a bite to eat last night for dinner. But I enjoyed every minute of it, meeting with the folks. That's what it's one of my great joys in the business is meeting people from all over the country. And makes it a lot of fun for me to be in this business. Now, I have not drank the passive cool blue Kool-Aid. No, not by any means. Not in my industry. I know how much they want us to use an asset allocation model, and everybody use the same asset allocate to standardize things. So a McDonald's hamburger in Sarasota tastes the same as a McDonald's hamburger in Seattle. And, of course, all points in between. But the end product is a very mediocre product. And, you know, they'll even admit right up front, look, this is designed to so you don't lose too much money. But at the same time, you give something up there, you can't really make too much money either when you're spread so thinly between fixed income, international stocks, domestic stocks. International stocks are getting clobbered this year. Precious metals getting clobbered. The bond market is negative this year, and it's only going to get worse. And yet my industry, my financial services industry, forges ahead with the passive Kool-Aid that they make their people drink. I even talked to someone yesterday that said, you know, they had me 40% in bonds, Bill. And in listening to your show, I went in there and said, you know what? I don't want to have any exposure to bonds. And their response was, well, we can't do that. We can lower it to a certain amount, but the model will only let us tweak it so far. So are we going to be beholden? Are we going to have our hands tied by a model? Well, you know what? That's why I don't work for one of the big firms. I continue to believe in being an active manager and fishing the areas of the market that are working and getting out of Dodge when the hurricane is approaching. Oh, I could stay in Charleston right now. Here comes a hurricane. Hurricane interest rates. Hurricane Fed going to hike interest rates. Well, I'm just going to hunker down and stay there. No, they want me to flee mandatory evacuation to get away from a hurricane coming that could flood my residential neighborhood. But when a hurricane is coming in the form of Hurricane China, Hurricane Emerging Markets, Hurricane Foreign Debt, Hurricane Fed, they want me to stay put. Okay, I find that to be a bit hypocritical myself. And I really think it comes down to a litigious society that we live in and, you know, not wanting to go straight too far from mediocrity, which this all produces. Anyways, Putin's our friend, isn't he? Well, you know, Vladimir, he's teaming up with China. They're best buds now. They're participating together, Russia and China, Gog and Magog, in their best ever war games, their largest war games. The two countries vowed to stand together against protectionism. China and Russia have been taking advantage of us for years, for decades. But those two are going to stand together in what they see as protectionism. Vladimir Putin said yesterday, we see a serious challenge for all of the global economy, especially for the dynamically growing Asia-Pacific and its leadership. Both countries are further looking into using national currencies in their transactions other than the U.S. dollar. Well, God bless them, you know, more power to them. The U.S. dollar continues to be the bedrock of currencies around the world. But that just shows you, that just totally paints Putin as to who he really is. Here's a man who sides with China. Here's a man who sides with Iran. Here's a man who sides with the leader Assad in Syria in gassing the people. You know, there's no conscience there in Putin. There's no good spirit at all there. Evil, really, is what I see in Vladimir Putin. Anyways, Canada says they're going to allow dairy products across the border. U.S. dairy products. Maybe that's the end to the spat between us and Canada. Canada's yield curve inverted. Did you know that past week? I showed it in my newsletter. Here's what an inverted yield curve looks like, folks. It's happening in Canada. It happened last week. They also had a negative print on their gross domestic product, GDP, as Canada is heading into recession. Well, it's good to watch the signs that are occurring in Canada, because eventually those will be the same signs that we see here in America. We'll see an inverted yield curve. We'll see GDP decreasing. We'll see unemployment starting to rise. They're just starting to see all of that in Canada. No wonder they're ready to give in and maybe allow some of those great dairy products from states like Minnesota and Wisconsin. And I had some two-year-old aged cheddar cheese on a grilled cheese sandwich yesterday. It was fantastic. Minnesota, obviously, a lot of Scandinavians, good Scandinavians, known for their dairy products. Well, we'll see if we can get a deal and get Canada on board in the NAFTA talks. You know, I'm starting to lose my respect for Jeffrey Gundlach. He's made a lot of wrong predictions, that's why. You know, I like to follow people that are right most of the time. Gundlach says we are on a suicide mission. He also kind of likes real bold talk like that and big predictions like Peter Schiff and the others like that. I had a client recently. He has only been with me for a few weeks. A few weeks! He didn't like the things I was buying. He says, I want you to invest like Peter Schiff. I said, why do you want me to invest like Peter Schiff? He's been wrong for 9 years. Well, anyways, we parted ways. I'm not going to invest like Peter Schiff, and I'm starting to wonder about this Jeffrey Gundlach. He says, we are increasing the size of the deficit. Yes, we are, while we're raising interest rates so late in an economic cycle. Well, his view is the dollar is going to crash. Oil is headed for $80 to $90 a barrel. And now is a good time for emerging market or high yield bonds. I could not disagree more than with Jeffrey Gundlach, who's considered to be a bond guru replacing Phil Gross of PIMCO, who's also been wrong for the last several years. Jeffrey Gundlach runs the Double Line Total Return Bond Fund. He's telling you to buy junk bonds and the emerging market. Sorry, I disagree. Here's what I'd be buying. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, broadcasting live from the Radisson Blue in Bloomington, Minnesota. We have a little decided turn to the south here in the market during the break, and the NASDAQ is now down 47 points south. Some of the tech stocks taking it on the chin here this morning so far. Well, talking about different areas of the market that aren't doing well, asset classes that are not performing, what is doing well? Well, the only asset class that is working here in 2018, are U.S. stocks. And not all U.S. stocks. I try to focus on what I consider to be the best stocks now. And there was many of those that performed very well yesterday. Today, they're off a bit here so far today. But one of the stocks that I wanted to feature here today on the show is AMD. AMD, I've followed AMD ever since I've been in the business. They've always been a distant second to Intel over the years. But you know what? AMD is doing something right now. And this little news blurb really caught my eye yesterday. A research firm by the name of Rosenblatt raised its AMD price target from 30 to 40 yesterday. The stock currently is trading at about 29, I want to say. Let me make sure. AMD is trading at $29.73, and it's had a heck of a run. AMD, which is now a $29 billion company all of a sudden, began the year at about $12 per share, and it's now $29.62. So it's more than doubled so far here in 2018. And if you look at the earnings history of AMD, it tells the story of why it's been such a mediocre performer for so long. I mean, the stock hits $1 per share almost every year, up until 2017. That's the last time it saw a dollar per share. And then it started to rise. And why is it rising? Because earnings are rising. You know, AMD lost money for one, two, three, four of the last 5 years. Lost money. Stock languished around $2 a share, $3 a share, $1 a share, $4 a share. Very volatile within that range. But all of a sudden, the stock is $29.60. Why? Because earnings are rising. The tide is rising. The water level is rising. AMD, in this fiscal year, this corporate year, is expected to have earnings that are 327% higher than last year. And next year, the beat is expected to continue, with AMD posting 38% higher earnings than this year. We look at their last four quarters, earnings have been up 26%, earnings have been up 21%, earnings up 40%, earnings up 53%. Actually, that's sales. 26, 21, 40, 53. Four sensational quarters in a row. Earnings, check this out. Here's their last four quarters. Earnings up 233%. Earnings up 200%. Earnings up 999%. Earnings up 999%. Yes, you heard that right. That's how much AMD's earnings have been growing at. Just a phenomenal rate. Now, what is going on at AMD? Well, here's what Rosenblatt has to say. Analyst Hans Mosesman. AMD's move over the past several quarters and going forward reminds us of the setup we witnessed with NVIDIA. Okay, who's NVIDIA? Well, NVIDIA is the chip stock that went from $11 a share to $262 per share. So that causes me to sit up and take notice when Hans Mosesman says that AMD's move over the past several quarters and going forward reminds us of the setup we witnessed with NVIDIA nearly 3 years ago. Where was NVIDIA 3 years ago? Back in 2015, it was an $18 stock, and now it's a $262 stock. What happened to NVIDIA at that time? NVIDIA transformed themselves from a PC graphics play to a compute powerhouse. Now, they believe that AMD is going through that same transformation. From just a play on, a secondary play on the chips, to a compute powerhouse. Moseman notes that until now, AMD had not meaningfully entered into the artificial intelligence training and inference technology. However, AMD's new 7nm Radeon GPU is coming 6 to 12 months ahead of NVIDIA's 7nm product. The analyst thinks that AMD's new server chips and GPUs will generate gross profit margins of over 65%. Now, here's what the Best Stocks Now app has to say about AMD. Now, I don't make recommendations on the show. I'm using this as an example of a stock that has entered into Best Stocks Now category. In fact, yesterday it was ranked number 4 overall in my Best Stocks Now world. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 244. 1 year ago, it was ranked at number 231. It's currently ranked at number 52 overall. Well, why? Well, my app is based on two major factors. One is fundamentals or valuation, and the other is performance or momentum. All right, and I'll be talking about that at length in my workshop tonight in Bloomington at the Radisson Blue. As I've gone through the business over the last 22 years and I've looked at all the various factors involved in choosing stocks, price to sales, price to cash flow, profit margins, return on equity, return on investment, long-term debt to equity, current ratios, and on and on and on. And what have I found to be the two most powerful, in my opinion, the two most powerful factors? Number one is valuation. I want to buy companies that make sense from a valuation proposition. And number two, I find there's a lot to be said for companies that are doing well for the shareholders. They're moving. The stocks are moving. That tells me that something good is going on at the company. People are buying their products. They have good products. It's also a good indication of the management of the company. If mutual funds and pension fund managers and institutions are gobbling up shares of the stock, they must be doing something right. So let's just take a real quick look at those two factors as it relates to AMD. AMD currently has a performance grade of A+. It's one of the now become one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 154% per year returns. The market has been delivering about 15 or 16% per year during that same period of time. And over the last 12 months, AMD is up 145%, while the market's up only 16%. Not only does it get a long-term performance grade of A+, but it gets a momentum grade of A+. So it passes with flying colors the momentum test. In fact, this is one of the top 10 hottest stocks in the entire market. I'll bet you didn't know that, did you? AMD, which has struggled for so many years in the shadow of Intel. Lastly, the valuation right now, I come up with a target price 5 years down the road of $48 per share. It's currently trading at $29. No wonder it's currently ranked at number 52 overall and it is the stock I own currently. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, live from the Radisson Blu remote broadcast. We are in Bloomington, Minnesota today, tomorrow, and actually Friday. I feel very blessed to get out of Charleston, South Carolina. You know, I flew out on Monday late afternoon and the airport was calm, just like a normal day. In Charleston, there's a few scattered thunder showers as usual, but as far as I know, that airport is closed right now, and I-26, which heads west, young man, is a one-way street for people getting out of Dodge in Charleston, which looks like will be the southern edge of this hurricane force that's ready to move onshore. I won't get to witness it. I'm going to head from Minnesota to California and hang out there until things finally calm down. And I do have family in harm's way there. I hope they're getting out of town today. I believe they are. I have a daughter in Norfolk, Virginia. And we pray for all of those that are in harm's way as this monster hurricane lurking and heading towards that southeast Atlantic and Atlantic coastline. Very ominous. You know, we walked on the beach Sunday. It was as placid and as beautiful as could be there in Kiawa Island, which is just a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Unbelievable. The dolphins and the sea life out there. But it will be a different scene come tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I am sure. Well, Apple's in the news today, aren't they? Apple's going to unveil their latest and greatest, and supposedly they're going to offer a cell phone that's a half inch bigger than the biggest model that they offer now. I'll probably be in on that. I like big screens myself, and I'm about ready for an upgrade. Let's just check in on Apple right now. I continue to own the stock. Apple is currently ranked in my app at number 110 out of 5,046. We know that Mr. Buffett likes Apple. Now, he didn't even know how to use an iPhone until recently when someone showed him how. And I don't know if he's texting away now or Instagramming or Snapchatting with folks. I doubt it. But he did realize what a potent product the iPhone is. It's really a world-changing, life-changing product. One of the great inventions of all time. When you consider your camera, your music collection, your calendar, I mean, you name it, it's pretty much on your mobile device. Well, Apple's currently ranked at number 110 out of 5,046 stocks in my database. I would not really buy it today, however. It's had a pretty good run. It's a little extended right now, but at the same time, I continue to own it. Over the last 10 years, Apple has put up numbers of 31% per year. While the market's delivered 8.7, that gives it an A overall performance grade. In the most recent time frame, over the last 12 months, the stock's up 41%. The market's up just 16. It gives it an A minus momentum grade. The valuation on Apple right now is not compelling. It's compelling enough for Buffett to be buying, so it must be pretty compelling, right? He's not known to buy stocks that are overpriced. Apple currently, I have a five-year target price of $340 on the shares, which would take it to about $1.5 trillion. It's currently at $1.06 trillion in market cap. It's trading some pretty good volume today. It's trading at $220 per share. When I take those earnings estimates next year of $13.57 and carry them out, the analysts seem to think that Apple can continue to grow at about a 10% rate over the next 5 years. And then if we apply a reasonable multiple, I'll be talking about that tonight at the workshop here in Bloomington, I come up again with a $340 target price. In addition to that, it does pay a dividend yield. The dividend yield is 1.3% currently on the shares, which makes it a candidate as an income stock. As a retiree, would you rather own a treasury paying, 2.85% with very little chance for capital appreciation, or a stock or a group of stocks like Apple that are not only providing dividend payments but also have the opportunity for capital appreciation, giving you the best of both worlds, income and growth? Well, anyways, I do own Apple at the current time. I won't be able to see the Dog and Pony Show. I'll be meeting with folks here in Bloomington. I'm looking forward to that. That process begins here real soon. So I got to get down to the lobby here and see the folks. I'll be writing my newsletter, Lord knows from where, this weekend. I've changed my travel plans. I was going to fly back to Charleston, but I don't think so. Go to California instead. So maybe we'll be writing the newsletter from 30,000 feet above Texas or states in between Minnesota and California as I fly back on Saturday. But I will be sending out the newsletter this weekend, just like every other weekend. It's the newsletter that's kept you in the market for the last 9 years plus. I try to take the emotion out of the market. You know, I meet with a lot of folks, they're emotional. The jitters get to them, and they abandon the market, and then they get back in, and then they abandon the market. They get swayed by the short-term swings, getting lost in the long-term picture, which is much more important. And let's not forget, I am not a perma bull. I know for a fact that eventually there will be another recession and another bear market, and at that time we'll do something differently. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to make hay while the sun is shining, earnings are rising, and the economy is growing. It ain't over till it's over. If you'd like to get in touch with me, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.